KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any call KI4DOS?
AOS. VLW. Randy in Asheville with a couple announcements.
Good evening, KI4VLW, Mr. Randy up there in Asheville. Go ahead with your announcements there, Randy.
KI4VLW. Our first announcement is the date of our ham fest in July. We had to move it up a week, just giving everybody a heads up. It will be Saturday, July the 20th. And it will be at the same place at the Smoky Mountain Event Center, the old Haywood County Fairgrounds. Prices are the same and all that. And just giving everybody a heads up of the date, Saturday, July the 20th. The second announcement, let me let the repeater drop, Gary. This one is starting the 21st of next month, February. We're going to be having our technician Zoom class again. We've done this for several years and with excellent results of it. And the classes will start Wednesday, February the 21st, from 7 to 9 p.m. And the classes will be every Wednesday for approximately 10 weeks. And the only thing, the class is free. The only thing, if anyone knows somebody that's interested, they'll need the ARRL technician textbook. And they will need to get in touch with me with their contact info where I can put them on the list, send them the Zoom account number and all that kind of stuff. And just send me an email via my call. KI4VLW, Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, at ARRL.net. And we are expecting a good class, and we've already got one, believe it or not, from California wanting to do the class. So if anybody knows anybody that wants to take the class and get their ham license, this will be an excellent opportunity. Gary, appreciate it. I hope everybody has a good rest of the week and a good weekend. KI4VLW.
Appreciate you bringing those two announcements to us. Give me a couple of numbers so I can count that as a piece of traffic. And then do you want to check Linda in as well? And then we'll see if anybody needs any fields.
Number one and number two. And, yes, go ahead and check Lindy in, KJ4CRL. Appreciate it, Gary.
We got Linda in the log. Tell Linda we said hello. Does anyone need any feels on either of these announcements that Randy just made? The first announcement was the date for the West Cars Ham Fest up there at Waynesville Fairgrounds, the event center up there. It's July the 20th. Everything else is the same prices, same times, and that sort of stuff. The second announcement was they're having a tech Zoom class starting February 21 from 7 to 9 p.m., approximately 10 weeks. And you need to get in touch with Randy at KI4VLW at ARRL.net. You also need a ARRL tech book to take the class. Does anyone need any feels on these two announcements that Randy just made? Nothing heard right now, Randy, but keep bringing that back to us. You know, that keeps people updated on that. Thanks for bringing that to the net, and hopefully we will see you around July the 20th up there at the Waysville Ham Fest. Look forward to that, and again, tell Miss Linda we said hello. Any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI4DOS. The third, we will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag shoe portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag shoe portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag shoe, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll run through those, and then we'll go over to the echo link. I would like to say good evening to W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville, and K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity, and W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest, and KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, he's in Long Island, New York. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert up there at River Falls. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony up at Asheville. And his sweet bride, KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, she's also in Asheville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Pelzer. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James over in Greer. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. And WW4JET, that's Matthew over there in Pickens County up there at Table Rock. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's over here at Easley tonight. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net checking function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well, and stay warm and stay dry. We'll go over to the Echo Link stations now. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net Control, good evening. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel Gus in Southwest Florida. Hope you all are having a good evening. And I'll be negative and negative.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AA4GH, Mr. Gus. He's down there in Southwest Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gus. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Now we'll move up to the RF section and the Mike Frupapa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control. Please check in. Kilo X-ray 4. Mike Tango, KX4MT. This is Mike and Pickens on mobile tonight. I'll be negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net.
4DUS, Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, MI 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, Roland Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa, Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself in the net, all in the net. No traffic, no rat you, and do tell me sure that we say hello.
It's KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and I will relay your message in there to Joy when she gets off the phone. She's in there in the other room on the phone tonight, Stephen, so I'll let her know just as soon as she gets off the phone. But hope you and Jennifer are doing well. Let's move on up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Can you please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Joy and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
DOS. KC4SKD, Larry. And also, my wife Rhonda, Kilo Golf 4, Alpha, Hotel, Sierra. We're in Easley. No traffic, no wreck to you tonight, but I do need to check in. My brother Randall, by telephone relay. His call is November 9, Tango, Echo, Charlie. Randall in Asheville, North Carolina. Yeah, we're all in and out tonight, Gary. Good evening to you and everybody on frequency.
POS. In Whiskey, November, 4 Sierra. Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
I-4, DOS. Gary, please check in KO4 QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hey, Dom. Hey, Chris.
DOS. Please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD. Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hello to you and Miss Joy. And 73 to you and all on the net.
I-4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And Tom, you got the sniffles or something? Your audio is down just a little bit from what it normally is. I hope you're not getting a cold, are you?
Aye, Captain. I got one. Sound like to throw it in the ditch.
Well, I hope you get to feeling better. And, you know, it doesn't take much to realize it, you know, when somebody's catching something. But I hope you get to feeling better. And, again, tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Thank y'all for being with us tonight. Then we got KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over here in Easley. Larry brings along his brother Randall in 9TEC. Randall's up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello, and next time you talk to Randall, tell him I said howdy. Hope all y'all are doing well. In WN4S, Mr. Chris, he's over there in Lyman. Chris, been missing you. Hope you are doing well. Good to hear you again. Hope all is well over there in Lyman. And then we got my other brother by different mother, Mr. Chris. He's over in Liberty, KO4QLG. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And then we've got AA1RD, Mr. Bob. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bob. Tell Miss Anita we said hello. Stations, Quebec, New Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Only group. I know there's at least one out there that's in the Uniform True Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. You got nobody in that group. We'll move around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling the net. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Joy and everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
DOS. Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray, Quebec, KA2AXQ, Ken and Vivian, so I'll be negative and negative, sir.
This KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First off, we got a pair of Daves. I got W4DJW, Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Then we got my neighbor, Dave, KB2BYQ. Dave, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well. And KA2AXQ, that's Mr. Ken. He's over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4NHB, Mr. Danny, down there on 25. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Right up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Call on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net, and I got our date down for July.
For DOS. And everybody else, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kevin, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
DOS. K4HNR. Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor over here in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. Track what group is on base here. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO. Doug and Will Holla. Negative and negative. 73 to that. This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And I'm glad you got that date written down there, Patrick. Well, I got it on my calendar as well. Looking forward to that. Also like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Harry. Hope you are doing well. Harry, look forward to seeing you up there about July the 20th as well there, young man. And then we got K4HNR, Mr. Connor over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Connor. Hope you're doing well. And N4AHO, Mr. Doug, he's down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Doug. Hope you are doing well. And Doug, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log so far, so appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, which is India through Lima, High through Hell, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And that's where I'm going to be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you. Les. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Les. Eric, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net. Or DOS.
Okay, say hi to Joy for us. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna and I will be in and out. I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JF.
Chap. Oh, Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Appreciate y'all being with us. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's a little further north still, up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Are you being with us tonight, Duncan? Hope you are doing well there, young man. And then we come back down south a little bit. We got KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. In and out this evening. Over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JD, Mr. Joe over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's open it up now to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Bill and Calpin. Negative and negative.
4DOS. This is KQ4ALD, Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Lima Delta, Paul and Dana. Negative and negative. Thank you for calling in tonight, Gary. Over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And KQ4ALD, Mr. Paul and Dana. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Paul. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. What we got most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an MFJ 998. That's a full legal limit automatic antenna tuner. They would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any feels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu Tempo 1. That's a HF transceiver. He has the external VFO, the external speaker, and the transceiver, and he would like $250 for it or best offer. Does anyone need any feels? Next item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a half-wave 2-meter vertical antenna. Does anyone need any fields?
item I got on the SwapNet book, folks, is a new listing. It's a Yaesu FT990 HF transceiver. Has the built-in power supply and a built-in antenna tuner. You just plug it into 110 volts, and it works real well. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Kind of short book, but a lot of that stuff is really old. Been reading it for several months now. most of it is listed on the web page at brars.cc web page. Go to the SwapNet page and you can see everything that we've got. But I'm still checking on making sure people have got some of this stuff. Some folks don't let me know when they sell it or if they find the stuff they're looking for and that sort of thing. So I have to go back and check myself every once in a while. But anyway, folks, appreciate y'all stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Right now, let's see, I got an Echo Link station up. I would like to say good evening to K4JKH. Master John. John says it appears he cannot reach the repeater. He tried several times to get into the repeater, but he hadn't been able to make it, so he checked in on Echo Link. But we got you in the log there, John. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. K4JKH. Now, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet? Call KI4DOS. Well, I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I would like to say good evening to KN4CHY. This is Mr. Keith. He's down there in Seneca. He sent me a text message via Echo Link. I don't know if something's wrong with Echo Link or not, but that's okay. We'll take text messages any way we can get them. But we got Keith got checked in down there in Seneca. KN4CHY. Keith, I hope that's all the Echo Link stations I got. Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, please check in Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T Rusty. I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
DOS. Number 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, N4RLF, this is Roger in Seneca, I'll be in and out.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to WU2T. That's Mr. Rusty over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you are doing well. And N4RLF, Mr. Roger, he's down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roger. Hope you are doing well. Anybody else all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Well, folks, I don't have anyone listed for Rag Chew tonight. Is there anyone that would like to make a comment or any other check-ins? Call KI4DOS. And don't have any more check-ins, we'll call one more time all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Comments or check-ins, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS is KK4PPC Jonathan in Woodruff.
Let me your call again. I got KK4 and then I messed it up. I ain't going to tell you what I wrote down, but I did not get the last three correct, I know. Give me your call again.
KK4PPC.
Charlie PPC?
Affirmative. Papa Charlie.
Well, we got you in the log. Thank you for being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well. I hope all is well down in Woodruff. Y'all didn't wash away, did you?
But we had a lot of water go through the pipeline area.
about that a bit, but we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night if you can make it. But if you can't, just come as often as you can. We have a different net controller here each night at 9 p.m. So come back as often as you can. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. KQ4NHB, is that you, Danny?
Yes, sir, it is.
Go right ahead.
Many years ago, we talked a couple weeks ago about your wife, her tank ball. I've racked my brain. I'm going to take you back to probably the 80s, maybe the middle 80s. Your wife ever owned a female Rottweiler?
Never did. She didn't. We've all had, always had German Shepherds. We did have some miniature Schnauzers. We had those that were inside dogs, but our big outside dogs have always been Shepherds.
It's true. I met a young lady, and I bought my first Rottweiler. Her name was also Sheila. She had a female variety by the name of Sheila. Going back in here. But anyway, her husband's name was Gary. As I talked to you a couple of weeks ago, I said, sure, that's a fine stuff. I said, because I met her over the phone in Asia where I bought my stuff at, and I saw her once or twice at the show circuit. And I had the pleasure of meeting her husband, who was also a police officer in Asia. I'm a good coincidence that you two be the same couple of hers, so I just had to ask.
I tell people all the time, and I told them when I was in school and everywhere else, the only dumb question is the one that's not asked. Ask away. That's what we're here for. But that would have been, how do they say that? Truth is stranger than fiction sometimes. And now that would have been. but it didn't work out that way, did it?
No, it's just both Gary and Joy were cheaper. They were very nice people. Like I said, he was law enforcement and he was. I don't remember what she did, but I do know she trained all. When I was talking to you, she said, your wife trained all. I'm going to have to ask. Two couples, Gary and Joy, two ladies trained all. That's a big coincidence, so I had to ask, brother.
Daddy, that's a good thing. That doesn't mean that I would not like to meet you face to face someday. Maybe we can do that soon.
Yeah, so like I say, when I talked to you before, that was my first time on the radio. I got my text on the 16th of December. With any kind of luck, I'm going to go in on the 20th over here and hope I
passed by
the general examiner,
tried to
hit that general. I'm moving on up.
Now, if I can do it, anybody can do it. So I got faith in you. You just apply the books a little bit, and maybe we'll see you over to test session sometime over at the Red Cross building.
They're also the first Monday of December, but very nice guys, John, Fowler, he helped me out a lot. They talked a good bit. In all probability, I'm going to go out. There's a couple of things I want to do. I got to check. And like I say, I've been studying really hard on the general. And as a matter of fact, I might study too hard if all the units run together. You know what I mean? But I'll get there. Because I've talked with the sales rep from PX. He was kind enough to send me a list of what I need for a base station here at the house, get off this ATC. Now, you're looking forward to moving on down the road, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad that you've got somebody down there helping you, which is always a good thing. But, most of the hams that are out here, if you got a question or a problem or something of that nature, ask them. That more likely they'll help you any way they can. I know I've had a lot of them help me, and I've tried to help a few myself, you know, to keep the hobby going, and it's a wonderful hobby, and I really enjoy it, and I'm sure you will, and I'm sure you'll do good on the general test.
He's going with me. He's going to take his test, but he's been under weather for about a week, so he hasn't really had a chance to get in the book today, so he's going to make it a later day. But when it comes to the electric component, I'm as bad as anyone person you could ever see. He's always been pretty good fooling around himself. So, I think between him and my strong back,
I'll probably have a lot of questions to ask a lot of people once we get in here and get it installed. See how it goes. Good. I'm sure you won't have any trouble finding somebody that can help you, well, that is willing to help you any way they can. And you said your son's studying to take the test. Well, my son, well, he was married and was living up, had his own house and all this. But he and I both were studying, and he went the month before we were supposed to go. He got his tech a month before I got mine. I went the next month, and he went the next month, and he took the general. I took the tech, and he passed the general, and I passed my tech. Then the next month, I went back and took my general. And then just shortly thereafter, I went ahead and took my extra class, and I passed it, and my son is still a general. I pick at him quite a bit. I said, "Yeah, you might have got your tech in general before I did, but you still ain't caught up with Daddy." So, yeah, I have to pick at him a little bit.
Well, I know what you mean. My son, God bless the boy. He's got a handheld like I have. Had it for about 6-7 months. Been on his case about taking the test. He said, "I don't know whether I can do it or not." I said, son, you're 10 times better than I am at anything. So I got the book. I started studying. I'm going to try to pass that thing. Just rub it in his face a little bit. Hope it built fire on him because he is like punchy and fine. And I know he would love it. I know that he would love it. I actually got into it just to goad him a little bit, you know what I mean? But I don't like it myself.
I'm there completely. It's a beautiful hobby to be in. My father-in-law, when I got out of service in 73, 74. Anyway, whenever I got out, my father-in-law was a ham. And he tried to get me to go take my test then. And I said, "Daddy, I've been working on radios and stuff like that." I said, "I don't want nothing to do with them." But, 30 years later, I went back and got my license. When I got my license, I went over to his house and said, "Well, yeah, Daddy, I got my license." And of course, my wife got her license, and we went and told her dad. And then when I finally passed my extra class, I went over to his house and said, "Daddy, I want you to be the first one to know I got my extra." He sat back in his recliner and folded his arms across his chest, and he looked at me and he said, "Well, you're finally one of us." And of course, we laughed and cut up and carried on, but I called him my fat little fishing buddy. He was shorter than I am. And he was rounder at the time than I was, but I'm about to catch up to where he was now. But, you know, we have a good time picking at each other and that sort of stuff. But it's a great hobby to have, and yeah, I'm sure your son, if he got into it, would really enjoy it. If you got a question, somebody will either try to help you and get you an answer. Or if you ask me and I don't know, I'll find somebody that does. We'll get you an answer one way or the other. But anytime you need any help, just give us a holler. I wouldn't don't be afraid to do that. And we don't mind helping people that are just getting into the hobby and going forward from there. It's always a good thing, but it's a wonderful hobby to get into, and glad you got into it, and glad your son is thinking about it, and look forward to hearing him on the air one of these days soon.
Well, if you miss this test, pretty sure he's not going to take it in February. It's called the third therapy. My granddaughter is 19 years old. She's been into the Muay Thai kickboxing for 7 years. Started at a young age. She takes her test to be a crew, which is a full-fledged instructor, on the third therapy of February. So I know he won't be taking the test that day. I would not either. We're going to be there for granddaughter to cheer her on. Hope everything goes well with her. Good kid. She found this. She loves it with a passion. And actually, she is really good. It's the first time she's really stayed with something for 7 years. You know what I mean?
4DOS and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KQ4NHB, Mr. Danny. I understand that completely. And no, family, it comes ahead of the hobbies and everything else. I tell people, I said, this is the order things go in. It's God, family, and then everything else. So I look at it that way, and if they don't like it, yeah, that's okay. You know, everybody's got their own opinion, but that's mine.
Well, I got off there, but I got aggravated on the call a couple of weeks ago. Got into this primary area of off of earth, got into the north side, and try my best to walk in the line, take the time to drop, and I'm going to get about it, I'm going to back away from it. And I just didn't want I might deal with the north side, but play with it, just try to take them in, and I might not let this come in before this, you know what I mean?
Children, we know what we did when we were little and when we were growing up, but we try to bring our kids up as best we can. Yeah, they don't come with an instruction manual, so you just get out there and do the best you can, and they've got a will of their own, and they're going to do what they want to do, whether we like it or not. Most of the time, we can control it to a point, when they're young, but when they get up to be teenagers, they get pretty headstrong, and you have to let them go through some bad trials with it. Even though you may have been through them, I know I went through some that my kids went through, and it was not easy watching them. But it's what you have to do, unfortunately. But hope all goes well down there, and y'all go enjoy the family on the 20th.
I'm going to take the test the 20th, but Jason's probably going to miss it. I was talking about the 23rd of February, but I think it's the 24th. If he misses this one, I know he'll miss the February test, because that's her test day. By the grace of God, I live both of me, my own son, my own granddaughter. I live with both of them to spend Christ and the Savior. And I'm like you, God, family, and I'm like, I've been so blessed. Don't deserve any of it, but I appreciate what you really did for me. And I'm just, I don't do this dark stuff at all. Listen, my friend, it's been a pleasure talking to you, but I don't want to tie you up tied up, and I'm going to back away and let somebody else get on here. This is KQ4NHB, stepping aside, Mississippi 3. God bless you, Gary.
Take care down there, and you say you're taking the test on the 20th. Well, I help out up there to be sessions, and I will try my best to be there the 20th, and maybe I can meet you face-to-face. I would enjoy that immensely. But in the meantime, you take care. We'll say 73 for now. You and your family have a wonderful week, what's left of it, and we will talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it, Daddy. We'll do it again there, young man. You take care. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Well, folks, that's going to about wrap it up. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll finish closing the net out. But folks, had a grand total of 64 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Folks, y'all are the ones that make the net now. Don't ever forget that. So y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night and God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
Bye, Gary. KG4PFI.
I'm tall, Birdie Don. How you and Miss Linda doing?
Just fine as frog hairs.
Always?
Always.
I hear you there, young man. Boy, you sounding good tonight. You must have had your Cheerios this morning.
Yeah, I didn't have no Cheerios, but I had a joke I wanted to tell you.
Was that? Go ahead.
Two little boys in their room talking, 1-4, 1-5. Said, I think we can use those big words that my Uncle Jack always uses. We're getting old enough. So they go down and they call down for breakfast, and Mama asked the first one, says, what you want for breakfast? He said, well, Ma, I think I'll have some of them dang Fruit Loops. She popped him upside the head and sent him back to his room. The next one walked up and he says, what do you want? He said, well, Ma, after I seen what happened to them Fruit Loops, I ain't having none of them.
Hey, that would learn quick, didn't he?
I reckon he did. I hope you enjoy doing all right.
Oh, man, we're doing great. Can't complain about anything.
It don't do no good.
He wants to listen anyway, right?
Yep, that's right. And one day, I think maybe if I was complaining down in the shop, I heard a voice, and I got to looking around to see who it was, and it was me echoing.
You done started talking to yourself. You done started answering yourself, have you?
Yeah, I do that too.
Okay, well, I ain't gonna touch that. No, I'm gonna be nice for a change.
Oh, man, I just wanted to speak at you. I know you're probably tired and you done run the net and you're ready to go do something else other than talking to me. But I just wanted to say hello to you. I hadn't talked to you quite a while.
You came in there and hollered at me. I was going to holler at you anyway. Mr. Dan Blackwell, WB4FE, he told me next time I talked to you to tell you he said hello.
Yeah, I know. I remember Dan. I think he bought a 2-meter amplifier for me one time way in the past.
Come out and have his say. He and Jones still live down there in northern Simpsonville. He's quit his gardening, though. He quit planting the garden every year. You know, him and Ray used to see who could have the first tomato. And Dan would always go find a plant that had tomatoes on it already before he put them in the ground.
Oh, mate. Whatever happened to that fellow up there in Blue Ridge Parkway? I forgot his call sign.
Dwight.
Moses up there.
Okay. Don, let's see here. That was old Dwight, KD4USA. I lived up in Tuxedia. I talked to him on the phone the last time I talked with him, which has been several years ago. And I asked him where he had been, and he said he'd been bouncing between here and the Philippines. That he had a little Filipino girlfriend, and she was trying to get him to move over there, and he was trying to get her to move over here.
To both of them.
But
agree with that, but you know, I hadn't talked to him since then. Of course, I hadn't tried to call him either. I needed to get on the phone and try to see if he's still got his phone up there at Tuxedian. But the last time I talked to him, that's what he was doing, and he said he hadn't been in the States very long when I talked to him, and he said he just hadn't been back long, and he was trying to talk his girlfriend into moving over here. But she lived on top of a mountain over there in the Philippines someplace and with her family. And, he lived on top of a mountain just about over here. So I guess they fit right together. What do you think?
Yeah. You went to see him one time, didn't you?